Hi everyone, I have words of the Lord from today, March the 16th, 2024, and I'm just going to say a quick prayer and get started. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for your words, for your guidance and your direction, Lord. I pray that this message goes to every heart and ear that needs to hear your words, Lord, that they would know that these are your words and not mine, Father God. You get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Father God. I pray and I plead the blood of Jesus over my brothers, my sisters, the lost, the confused, that we do not lean on our own understanding. I pray over their homes, Father God, their children, their cars, their property, their coming and their going. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, have your way, Father God. Guide and direct our steps, that we would walk always in your will. We block, bind, and rebuke any and all evil spirits, anything that is not of you, Father God. Just, Lord, help us. Help us where we need help, Lord. Lift us up and show us the way, Lord. Let us all be walking in your will for such a time as this. We give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, March the 16th, 2024. My child, speak my words to the lost and the found. Tell them to seek my will for the found to endure. I will guide and direct the hearts to seek me wholeheartedly. My ways are higher, grander. My ways are not your ways. Pray to know my ways and walk in my will. Greater things will my own do. Who is mine? Am I yours? Do you know me? Seek me. Call on me. Commune with me. Who do you say I am? I am Lord God Almighty, the King of all kings, the beginning and the end, Abba to the fatherless, husband to the widow. Who do you say I am? Will I know you on judgment day? Or will I say, depart from me, I never knew you. Know me now, children. I am the only way, the only truth to everlasting life. My ways are higher, and as I say, I will pull in my lost, the scattered, lost in this world, living for themselves. We are not our own. You belong to me, children. You are part of a body. There are many parts to a body, and a body cannot function properly with missing parts. Pray for the lost, the missing parts. I will gather my own, no matter what that looks like. Understand, it will not be a pretty sight. As I say, souls matter, and I will pull the heartstrings. Many lives will be affected by what is to come, directly or indirectly. You will know someone or someone who knows someone. Everyone will be affected. For my purpose, as I say, there is purpose in everything. Nothing is in vain. I use everything for your good and my glory. I waste nothing. Nothing is a coincidence. Praise the Lord God Almighty in every situation, good or bad. See the good in all things. Know my ways. I am a good, good father. Come to my feet, children. I call all to my feet. Now is that time. Come, all ye faithful, I will give you rest. Your loving Abba, Yeshua, the true Messiah, Jesus the Christ. The time is now. Come to my feet, children. Count it all joy. James 1:2. And that's the message for today. Pray for discernment and understanding and take everything to the Lord. This message, every message you guys hear, pray about everything and know the times that we are living. Truly understand what that means, what it means to your home, to your household, to your walk with the Lord, and seek him with all of your heart. This morning, and let me tell you, in the evenings, I dedicate, like, my evenings are to the Lord. I have nothing else to do because I definitely have shut everything down. About between 5 and 6 till I go to bed, I'm reading, I'm listening to music, I'm praying, I'm worshiping, and even then, the Lord is asking me to press in, and I'm fasting weekly, and I do my 3-day fast once a month. That's what I've been doing since January 1st. Holy Spirit woke me up and I heard Holy Spirit telling me to press in. to press in, go in deeper. So I feel like I don't have time. Like there's so much in a day that you can do. Not that I don't have time for the Lord, because I have time for the Lord. That's all my time is for him. At the end of the day, and I wake up, the Lord wakes me up early in the morning. Between 3 and 5, I'm awakened. And sometimes when it's midnight to 1 in the morning, I know that I'm praying. It just felt like you need to go in deeper. You need to go in, pray. 'Cause I know that I read a lot. And if I'm reading a lot, then I'm not worshiping as much, or it's so hard to balance the three, the praying. And I can pray throughout the day, but the worshiping, I think I fall short on worshiping, because I'll listen to it, but then I'm reading and I can't worship and read at the same time. So I need to figure out a balance, and it's a lot. It's a lot how do I say this? I just need to learn how to balance. I'm not balancing correctly. But I'm pressing in with reading. I do above and beyond when it comes to reading. But worshiping is where I'm struggling. So, and he did say, I just need to press in a little bit more. And that's good, because I want to know where I'm at. I pray, I think it's Psalm 25. Search my heart. Let me see, because I read 23 and 24, and sometimes, show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. That's Psalm 25. I try to read 23, 24, and sometimes I'll read 25, but every day I'll read 23 and 24. And I was praying, and I really was thinking yesterday, Lord, show me where I'm at. If I'm falling short somewhere, show me. And Holy Spirit woke me up and told me, press in a little bit more. And I know that he is pressuring us to come in more, pray more for everybody, not just pray for everybody. Pray for your loved ones, your family, your neighbors, all of those closest to you, your brothers and your sisters, everybody out there that's seeking the Lord, the prophets, the messengers, the dreamers, the seers. Everybody needs prayer. We are in warfare, and that's nonstop for us. So keep on praying for everybody. Keep on praying for your family. Don't stop praying for them. If you do nothing, I mean, we have a lot to do. We have a lot of pray, read, worship, fast. But always pray for your family. It's so important to keep them covered. And with scriptures, and I have them down at the bottom, is warfare scriptures. Incorporate them into your family, like with your prayer. I always pray for my sons. Lord, cover them under the shadow of your wings, Father God. I pray no weapon formed against us shall prosper, as you keep us covered under the shadow of your wings. And I wanted to share something real quick. In my Bible, I keep pictures of my sons in here, and I have like little verses and prayers. This is me with all of them, and I have prayers there. But this is something, I don't know, it's just a little tip I just put, and I speak life in, like the Lord taught me, speak life into their lives, no matter what things look like right now. Like this one, they are believers and followers, fishermen of men, covered by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, kings of the kingdom. I claim that they are kings of the kingdom. I'm praying that it's existence, the way the Lord teaches us, and he tells us it's already done. That's how I pray into them. I pray Psalm 91 constantly. This is Psalm 91. Over them. Psalm 23, just pick verses out and pray it into your sons, your daughters, your family members, the lost, whoever you're praying for, pull scripture out and speak life into them. And that's it for today. I love you guys. Have a good night. God bless you guys. And I hope that these words are blessing you. You guys are so awesome out there. I thank you guys, but everything is for God's glory. He gets all the glory, and you guys are just so awesome. God bless you guys. Have a good night.